says it to you.
I don't think he wants to, but I didn't think I wanted to.
I know.
I wouldn't have believed I'd
do
it.
Tough, yeah.
I wouldn't have believed it. If you'd bet me $1 million, I'd have called it right quick.
I bet a million. Bet a million.
Bet I would.
Yep. Bet a million.
Well, you're bankrupt, aren't you? On floor leadership up there, who did you have in 60 at Los Angeles? Rybakov?
Well, he was the front man, Mr. President. We ran the floor, but we didn't figure that the guy that got on the floor is the guy particularly you're going to get in a convention that is in many ways uninteresting, like this one will be up on Wednesday. The guy that they interview, because they have nothing else to do, and the goal of the thing, if you watch it, is that you need an attractive guy to be the sort of floor manager with other people doing the work. We picked Abe, he was the governor, and just did all the interviews with him. Get Abe and get your own people up there really doing whatever needs to be done in case anything ever happens.
All right, now who are you going to have doing that? You, number one, who else? Helping you to advise whoever my leaders. I thought I might just ask Mansfield to do it and ask Abe and Clint Anderson to help him. He's easy to work with, quiet, and if he weren't to take it.
Mike is great.
And let them be giving interviews and so forth.
That's right. We'd work for him. We'd be glad.
Yes, but who are you going to have working with you? You and Walter and Cliff, and is that what you mean, supporting him?
Yeah,
what do you all?
Get these regional coordinators and then Larry.
Have you gone over them? Are they any good?
Yes, sir. The Texas boys, I don't know. Wallace says they're very good. The northern fellows, I think, are very good.
Have you selected these state coordinators? You told me you had them all selected. Yeah. Are they yours or Cliff's?
There's 25 of them, Mr. President, were I selected, which are the smaller states. And then Cliff and in conjunction, we got about the next 10.
Well, when are you going to get them together?
You're going to talk to the convention, I understand. At some point.
Thursday. Now on Ms. Kennedy. We thought that we ought to do something there. Teddy called us, and I left that up to you and Walter. You told him that'd be fine, and Ms. Johnson would do anything she could that I wouldn't be there for the party. Now, I wonder if it wouldn't be appropriate a thing to do. I've been kind of waiting for y'all to tell me for Ms. Johnson to call her. She's back, I see, this morning, and say to her that I don't know what you want to do. But if you would come that night, Thursday night, we'd love, I'd love to invite you and be in our box and be with us. If you, maybe she won't want to see the film, maybe she won't want to come, but I think we ought to show her some special attention. Can you give us any suggestions what would be appropriate and what they'd like? I don't want to appear that we do the wrong thing.
I think call it. Limit. Well, don't think she ought to see the film, to be honest with you.
Well, you think she might want to come after the film for the acceptance speeches?
Why don't I find, I got to talk to Bobby anyway, Mr. President, this other thing. Why don't I find out and get back to you?
Then do that and
sound it out.
Now, there's some boys around here, Dick Goodwin, some of them talking that they ought to move the film back. And I don't think it ought to be in the afternoon, and I don't think that they've said it's been changed. It hasn't ever been definitely set until it's set Thursday night, but all these political stories about being changed, and I don't want to set it, but the boys that worked on it think we get more damn trouble by shifting again, we get another series of stories, and that they're going to break it, and we're going to have over an hour different, and this will, anybody that's done any these things before know that you've got a little pathos and a little crying and a little sympathy and a little applauding and all these things that are good, and I don't know, I think it, I don't see anything else to be done about it.
I would shift it, President.
Well,
just not want to, if it wants to cause trouble, it's got something else to do.
Well, I'm not going to make the decision. It's already made, so I guess we'll just do as you say, just leave it where it is.
Leave it where it is. The first stories are over and done with, and we thought about it for 3 weeks.
All right, now, Joe Clark has already put out a part of the platform, and Joe Clark is putting out some information that they've got to have real strong something on reapportionment, and that is upsetting to certain groups, and somebody in every state is involved in it. And while we think that the action of Congress will leave the court decision untouched, we think it ought to be the Congress instead of the convention, because it'll hurt all of us. It'll hurt Bobby in upstate New York. It'll hurt me in downstate Illinois. It'll hurt me in Texas to beat hell. It'll hurt in Oklahoma. It'll eliminate Carl Albert. And if we can let the Congress do that next week, as they're going to do, they're coming back to that special purpose, it'd be a lot better than getting in a fight to platform and then going to the convention and then calling a roll and having it 50-50, like the House, 218 to 175. So see if you can't get him to take the position that they ought to stand by the court's decision, if that's what he wants to do. But let the Congress do it next week instead of putting in the platform, because the Congress will have already disposed of it before we ever get to voting in November.
Yeah, we ought to get it out of the final.
Okay. You call me back now. Let me know on that.
I will, sir. I'll get the time.